A tremendous Monday to you, champion. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back. It's a new week. It is a new week in the 10th month of 2019. We're going to dive into an amazing show today to get you inspired, get you motivated, get you empowered, get you fired up. Get away from all those negative know-it-alls going nowhere, man. All those toxic people trying to bring you down. We don't do that on this show. So let's dive into it. It's Monday. Have my man Ron Jones in. You heard the interview. That was actually the last podcast. If you haven't heard that one, go back. It's about a 20-minute show. Longer than normal. Well worth the content, man. Ron was in town. He just came on board. I mean, just last month as a coaching client, this dude is on fire. You know, at the beginning of the show in the intro, when I say, when you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired. That sounds a lot like the intro, doesn't it? Well, I want to share with you today, you're going into work maybe, going into your business, or maybe just getting up on a Monday. Hell, you might be listening to this 6 months from now, so I guess I don't really know what day it is. But let's just say it's a Monday. And Monday has such a, you know, negative connotation to it. Oh, it's Monday. I got the Monday blues. I look forward to Monday, and I'm not saying that to be a jerk. I look forward to Monday because Saturday and Sunday, I'm restless. You know, kind of business shuts down a little bit, and that's cool. Yeah, I get it. You know, people got to refuel, re-energize, and, you know, spend time with the family, especially on Sunday. I'm not as restless on Sunday. Sunday mornings, I go to church here at Montgomery Community Church, my home church. I really get into the Word. I try to not work at all and spend time with the family. Anyway, Monday's got a negative rap, don't they? Well, Ron leaves me a voicemail last night at 11 o'clock. He didn't sleep the whole time. He got 2 hours sleep. I want to give you, and I want to share with you the difference between somebody being on fire and somebody going through the motions in life. Because, look, maybe you're one of these people. Maybe you're doubting yourself. Do I really have what it takes to be able to, you know, be successful, to be able to launch this movement, to be able to really make a difference? The answer is absolutely you have what it takes. But when you're not on fire, you start doubting yourself and you start wondering, you know, who's going to want to listen to my message? And, oh, this is harder than I thought it was going to be. And I'm going to play with you just a 30-second, maybe 40-second tops clip of the voicemail Ron sent me at 11 o'clock last night. And it's really wild because as I'm listening to the voicemail, it's not to pat myself on the back. It's listening to this individual who is now on fire. Now, as you heard in the interview Ron and I did a couple days ago, Ron is a news anchor in Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia is the top 10 market to be a news anchor. This guy started as a security guard. He was in the services and a security guard, then a cop for a long time. But he always had this passion once he got bit by the media bug to be a reporter. And he's so good at it, man. Just so good at it, you know. I mean, think about it. Think about how good you got to be a news anchor in a major market like Atlanta, Georgia, you know. But he wants to do more. He's 60 years old. He wants to do more now. He doesn't want to just get put out to pasture, doesn't want to retire like I talk about all the time. You know, inside the word retired is tired. Nobody wants to be tired. And you want to get this, you want your legacy to live on and on and on and build your movement. So that's when we launched this podcast form, Stories That We Tell. And so I want you to put yourself in the situation at 11 o'clock at night. Let me share with you, this is most people, and this is the way I was. On Sunday nights, especially not 11 o'clock p.m., it was more like 11 o'clock a.m., I'd be sitting in church, or if I went to the early service, I'd be sitting on the couch getting ready to watch football, and I'd have this knot in my stomach. You know what I'm talking about? That Sunday afternoon knot. Thinking about maybe you got to go on the road, do some sales calls, or maybe you're in the office all day and you got all these emails and paperwork that's waiting for you. You got to every Monday usually starts with a meeting. Blah, a meeting. Oh, and you would have a meeting to discuss other meetings. Like you would plan to meet later in the day or later in the week, which I never really understood. Hey guys, quick meeting. We got to talk about what we're going to meet about this week. Yeah, okay. Can you just email me or maybe catch me at the water cooler? Tell me when we're having a meeting. Why do I got to have a meeting to discuss having another meeting? This doesn't make any sense. But if you've ever sat around with that Sunday afternoon knot in your stomach thinking about what you have to look forward to the next day or that following week, that is the opposite of how life is meant to be lived. Life, you're supposed to wake up every day. Not that life isn't going to be difficult. Look, I'm the first. I say it all the time. God never promised a life without any storms. But God always promised that he would be with you through the storm. And that's the one thing you really got to hang your hat on, that God is with you through the storm. Just understand, it's going to be okay, man. It's going to be all right. He's never going to leave you. It's not like he forgot about you. But so many people are like, well, I want the perfect life. The perfect life is living life according to what your passion is, your purpose, and really what your destiny is, and all of those, I think, cliche type of words. But if I had to describe every day as Saturday, Saturday's a mindset. It's not a circumstance, an absolute mindset that you're dialed in. So let me do this. Let me play this voicemail for you that Ron left me at 11 o'clock on a Sunday night after he got here on Friday, 2 hours sleep the night before. Slept a little bit the first night he was here. The second night he had to get up about 5 a.m., maybe 4:30 in the morning to catch his flight back to Atlanta. So this dude's going on about no sleep, 14 hours, just about he and I masterminding for 2 days, 14 hours straight of masterminding. It's 11 o'clock at night, and he leaves his voicemail. Here you go.
Hey, Sam, I just want to thank you again for just being an awesome host, awesome coach. Learned so much, implementing it already. I'm listening to the videos that we shot and just writing down your presentation word for word to make it my presentation. And you're just an awesome, talented, anointed guy. My wife and I, we just listened to the podcast, the 22-minute podcast that you and I did, and she just loved it. She just is so excited about where we're going. I was supposed to rest today and just lay around in the bed and watch football. I couldn't, man. I had to get up. I had to go downstairs, put my PowerPoint presentation together, which it is like 70% done. I just reworked what I already had, put the stories that we tell branding on it, the colors and all of that good stuff. So
let me ask you a question. Does that sound like someone who's going to wake up Monday morning like, oh, man, it's Monday? Well, let's try to get the Wednesday because it's hump day and then TGI. Yeah, look, this dude's on fire, man. And that could be you. You know, when you understand and you're very clear on what your message is, that's the one, that's the thing. See, everybody wants all this traffic to their website and their sales page, and people are creating membership sites without even having any members yet. People, this isn't the number one mistake most people make online or offline, doesn't matter. You create a product and you don't even know if people want that product yet. You know, you don't even know if there's a market exists for that or if that's exactly what they want. Take it from somebody who paid $30,000 last year to a company to build a membership site, and I never launched it. It was the number one most money, well, besides the Quiznos, $300,000 I lost, that I lost in any one time, $30,000. $30,000. Just never build it. I'll tell you why down the road. Doesn't matter. I'm not trying to be negative. I want to keep this a positive show. But my mistake, learn from it. I built something out without having the end in mind. It was a rookie mistake, should have never done it. I know better, but I did it. Anyway, when you look at Ron, put yourself in that situation. On Sunday night at 11 o'clock at night, are you that on fire that you can't sleep because you got so much momentum going into the week? If that is not you, you need to book your call with me. And I'm going to be that bold. I'm going to be that bold because there's somebody out there that's been listening to this podcast over and over, and you're hemming and hawing, and you're like, I'll get to it. I'll get. No, man. If you don't go to bed every night like that, like anxious to get up the next day because you're so excited, you and I need to speak and have a conversation about how you can be as excited as that individual you just heard. All right, go to launchwithsam.com. launchwithsam.com. Book your 30-minute call, and I want to share with you how exciting life can be when you're dialed into your purpose. It doesn't matter if you don't know what it is right now. Ron wasn't crystal clear when he came here. He just came on board a month ago. 1 month. You're listening to a guy who's that on fire for his movement after only 30 days. What do you think can happen to you in just 30 days? That's what my life used to be, and yours might be like that now, and you know people whose life is like this now, sitting around on Sunday thinking, oh, That's not the way life's supposed to be, man. Every day is a GIFT gift. Every day. That's why they call it the present. It is a gift, my friend. And if you're not going to bed every night excited to unwrap that gift the next day, you're living life wrong. You're living it wrong. And I know you got challenges. I know you've got challenges. I know you have adversity. I know people have done you wrong in the past. I know you've made those terrible mistakes. But let's understand that failure is an event. It doesn't define who you are. It gives you the wisdom to move forward and the clarity to move forward. Say, I'm never doing that again. At least the way I tried to do it, I'm never doing that again. I know a better way to do it. Look, give yourself a break, all right? Things aren't that bad. Your last mistake isn't going to define who you are, unless you allow it to. unless you allow that last mistake to define who you are. But that's on you. I mean, life's an inside job. You got to get that inner voice saying, oh, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are to? You can do it, man. Let's do it. I'm not exactly sure how, but I know it's possible. And if you're telling me it's possible, I'm going to wake up with an amazing attitude. You get it? I mean, does that all make sense? That's how you hit Monday, man. That's how you tackle not only Monday, but every single day that ends in Y. So go ahead and book your call. Well, I would love, it would be my pleasure to chat with you, talk to you, inspire you, and motivate you to get this movement launched, all right? And hey, let's get after it. What do you say? What do you say? What do you say? Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.